today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Launching in hour number two, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Enjoy those. freetalklive.com. To the phones immediately, we go to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just did some research on your website. I noticed you talked about the royalties being challenged. I'm assuming that meant the royalties for what the RIAA wanted to charge people for streaming content on the Internet.
That's correct. Streaming royalties.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, here's the one that people may not be aware of. It might be a snow job. This is going on because now they're trying to squeeze in the Perform Act, which is just as heinous as the royalties.
They're squeezing in a what?
The Perform Act. It's the Platform Equality and Remedies for Rights Holders Music Act of 2007.
And what is this?
It's a Perform Act. It's Dianne Feinstein out of California proposed a law that basically does in a sense what the RIAA is doing with the copyright board, going in, hiking the fees, making podcasts where DRM has to be implemented that would affect your show, Free Talk Live.
I don't think it would affect us. We don't play music.
it would affect all podcasts.
How's this now?
We don't know.
It's a piece of legislation that's being... Being tossed around in Congress.
But how's it going to affect Free Talk Live?
Because Free Talk Live, I guess, for the listeners that don't know, Free Talk Live does offer a podcast for the previous episodes of their televised...
That's correct. The radio show.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this piece of legislation, basically what they're saying is, because it's a podcast, regardless whether or not it has any copyrighted material in it or not, it still needs to be DRM'd.
Oh, well, they can go flip off because they're not going to do anything.
What does DRM'd mean?
Digital rights management.
It's basically it's a security implementation of, for a more technical term, it's encryption for audio and video. They think, in their ipsit wisdom over in Congress, that that this encryption technique isn't going to be able to be bypassed, therefore piracy couldn't take place.
Sure, oh yeah, it's foolproof, definitely going to be foolproof.
No, those hackers and crackers haven't figured out how to strip out the DRM technology from songs and videos. They haven't figured that out yet.
It'll be cracked before they even release it.
I believe they've already cracked DRM.
Oh, yes. It's public knowledge that it's not worth the source code that it's being implemented on. But what I find kind of ironic, aside from the DRM issue, is the fact that they're trying to bolster the rates up again. It's like, if this one doesn't work, that the RIAA has just got a recent, I guess, improvement on through the Copyright Office, once this law becomes in effect, they're going to hike the rates anyway.
Because it's more laws, that'll solve the problem. That apparently is the idea. When it comes to Congress. So you're saying that there's now another package of rules and regulations that they're preparing to vote on in D.C.?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And what I would like to do is plead to all the listeners to contact their congressmen and women and tell them that this is a bogus law, that we don't need to be penalized for, you know, trying to enjoy what we want to do and embrace a new technology. You know, what they don't seem to understand is digital music is going to be the wave of the future, and there's going to be a whole new business model based on it, and they're just killing it before it even gets off the ground.
They're trying to, but I don't think
they won't kill this one.
No, they're not.
No, I'm afraid they won't. It's just the Internet's too big, it's too unregulated, and there's too much information flowing back and forth. They won't kill it. They might give it a problem, but not going to stop.
Plus, there are enough people, and thank you for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. There are enough people like me who just don't care what they say.
Yeah.
On the Internet.
And people will just do it anyway.
So. Exactly. You want me to DRM encrypt my show? I don't even know how to begin to do that.
Don't know how, not interested in learning.
Exactly right. My show works just fine how it is, and I don't plan on changing for some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C.
Your little laws are great and everything, but I'm just not interested. You and your little laws, they're so cute.
Precisely right. 800-259-9231. to the meth raid, the largest cash bust of all time. Toby, you have the scoop. What's going on?
That's right. This is from the Los Angeles Times, Mexico City. Authorities confiscated more than $200 million in U.S. currency from methamphetamine producers in one of the city's ritziest neighborhoods, they said Friday, calling it the largest drug cash seizure in history.
I saw a picture of this. It was an entire room.
A lot of cash.
It was an entire room full of just stacks and stacks of $100 bills.
I thought they had broken into my basement, actually.
They say that the stack in $100 bills weighed 4,500 pounds.
So wow.
This is a large stack of $100 bills.
I hope they had a reinforced floor for that.
Good Lord.
The seizure reflected the vast scope of illegal drug trade linking Asia, Mexico, and the United States, officials said. The group was part of the larger drug trafficking organization that imports precursor chemicals from companies in India and China for producing into methamphetamines in Mexican super labs.
Whoa, hold on a second here. Toby, you're telling me that the serious meth producers aren't actually going to Walmart and buying Sudafed?
I know. It's amazing. I went to get some Sudafed last week. I had a bit of a sinus cold, and I had to go, and they wanted me to sign a piece of paper and put my driver's license number just to get it. I didn't get it because I don't feel comfortable giving that information, but apparently I could have gone home and boiled up some meth. But
yeah, just that easy.
You mean they're not doing that same thing?
Well, apparently, according to this article, the trafficking is happening as a result of us cracking down. Mexican drug trafficking organizations.
Oh, I get it. All the meth previously, now that they have this these new Sudafed rules in place, all the meth previously was being produced here in the United States by sick rednecks in mobile homes out in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But now that they have this rule in place, it's all being produced in Mexico. They have to bring it in.
A load of crap.
That's exactly what the article
what
says.
Kind of boob do you have to be to believe that crap?
I don't know. Does anybody really believe that?
I would say that some people probably believe it because they aren't paying attention.
Yeah, they just don't understand how the black market works. And I've been talking about this ever since the meth issue came up. The serious meth producers out there are not playing around with trying to separate out chemicals from Sudafed, because when you get Sudafed, it's a finished product. You've got to break it down to its elements.
You got to get that ugly little red coating off.
You got to get the coating off. You got to get whatever the filler is out of there. You've got to boil it down and boil out somehow. And I don't know. There's some sort of chemical extraction process involving solvents and that sort of thing. They're very explosive, very dangerous.
One in six meth labs blows up.
I believe it. Anyway, you've got to extract.
That's going to drive the price up.
You've got to extract the pseudoephedrine out of there, and this is a timely, expensive, annoying, and dangerous process.
And you're not going to make $206 million opening packages of Sudafed you got from Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. So the professionals in the meth trade are doing what this article suggested in the beginning, and that is they contract with people to provide them the base level chemical supply that they need to create the stuff from scratch.
That's right. It's
no
coming
Sudafed.
In. Here, it's coming in from all over the world. These people are producing it in other countries. Then they ship it to Mexico.
This was probably a portion of the money that they were dealing with.
This is just a billion.
Oh, no,
before
no,
they
no.
got to make the deposit.
Not according to the President Felipe Calderon.
Oh, yeah, they got it all, huh?
I don't even want to imagine how many young people this gang poisoned with its drugs, but I can assure you they will no longer do it.
Yeah, whatever.
You sound like a supervillain. I can assure you they'll no longer do it.
Did they actually bust anybody with the house, or did they just bust the house and take the cash?
No, they busted seven people from China and a few others. The article goes into all sorts of the investigation, but what it really comes down to is just shows this whole drug war for what it really is. And when we have to go and sign and give our driver's license, sign an affidavit to pick up Sudafed, it's really just about control. It has absolutely nothing to do with controlling drugs.
Yep.
I would have to agree.
And that's what it's always been about, is controlling your actions in the name of some higher cause. 800-259-9231, and of course, the whole war on drugs is full of lies, full of misstatements and half-truths. The fact is that the rednecks in the back of their trailers mixing up their personal batches of meth weren't doing squat in the marketplace as far as filling people's demands for meth. The Mexican Mafia and the people producing major batches of product have always been in the game, and they always will be. This is just another drop in the bucket. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, it's Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. March 20th, 2007, gold is at $658.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $682.18, $338.54 for half ounce, and $171.82 for quarter ounce coins at $682.18, $338.54, and $171.82. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? They're going over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're going to the email box here in a moment, but a quick story, an interesting little story out of KOBTV.com from New Mexico. Small water utility is fighting a takeover attempt by the cities of Albuquerque and Rio Ranchero and Bernalillo County. New Mexico Utility serves about 50,000 West Side customers, many of whom showed up Wednesday night at the community center to hear arguments for and against the proposed government takeover. So this is a little bit unusual. Normally, we hope to see more things being privatized. In this case, the water utility is not directly run by the government, and the government is trying to take it over. So in this case, the government is trying to assume the role of water utility. The city councilor, one of the city councilors, who's a takeover advocate, says, basically, New Mexico Utilities is pumping the city and county's water and selling it at a profit.
Now, why is it the city or county's water? Does the city or county own any of the land that this water's under? No.
Well, I mean, maybe.
They may own some land,
yeah.
But what isn't the water that sits under my house just as much mine as it is the city or county's?
You'd think, yeah.
Apparently. But no, they're not pumping the city or the county's water.
But they're selling it at a profit.
Yeah. So what?
They're probably cheaper than the city's going to be able to do it at.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm sure they don't know that. They think that they can redistribute wealth. Everyone will benefit if the city makes money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they won't. Because the city, it'll cost them seven times as much to get the water out of the ground. I guarantee it. Most of the money will be personnel. Personnel that are busy filling out paperwork and eating donuts.
Hey, that creates jobs, Mark.
No, it doesn't create a job. It steals money from the public and gives it to middle-class bureaucrats who do very little.
We are extremely frustrated, said Bob Gay of New Mexico Utilities. This is the second time in 10 years that we've had an eminent domain battle. Eminent domain is the doctrine under which a governmental entity would be able to take the company's pipelines. Advocates of it, so the company owns its own pipelines in this particular case.
Wow.
You'd think that the government would own the pipelines and they're just allowing the company to use them, but apparently this is a pretty private situation where essentially the government is basically saying, oh, well, you know what, we really like the business you've set up here. You've been providing water to the New Mexico people for a decade, and you put these nice pipes in here for us already. You've already done all the work. You've got all the infrastructure in, and yeah, we're just going to take your entire business now.
And, you know, the thing is it was probably just way too cost prohibitive for somebody to set this up, the system up, you know, for a government. They just wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't be able to come up with that kind of tax revenue. The people willingly, they'd come after one with pitchforks and torches. So somebody came in, they put their own money up, they got investors to you know, put this infrastructure
presumably.
In place. Presumably, I don't know. It's a
there
presumption.
Could have been government involvement. We don't know.
Who knows? But you know, they did the work for getting this stuff in place, even if there was government involvement.
Yeah.
They did all the work, and now the county wants to
and they've
take
been
it.
Paying if whatever work they did, they've been paying back their investment over time, and now the county's just going to step
and
in
they've
and
been
say,
paying taxes on their revenue.
They're just going to step in and take it. Mine, because we can. We're the government. We're going to take what you've created here. But in fact, advocates of the takeover claim that New Mexico Utilities owes the city county water authority millions of dollars for sewage treatment fees. Both
sewage
sides.
Sewage treatment fees?
I guess the county's cleaning the sewage water for them or something like that. Both sides claim the other will wind up raising the water rates.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's more likely? Is it more likely that the more market-based situation where the private company is running the water, is it more likely they will raise the rates, or is it more likely the government will raise the rates?
I'll tell you what's more likely. What's more likely is that the private entity will raise the rates, and here's why. Because the government will roll the rate hike that they're going to have to do because they can't run something as efficiently as a regular company can. They're going to have rate hikes. They'll roll it into the general fund, and that way you'll never see it. For instance, in Sarasota, Florida, where you and I are from, they would collect your trash for something like $25 a month.
Okay.
they would also, in Keene, New Hampshire, where they don't have public trash collection, it costs about $25 a month to
get
your trash.
It's about $27 for me. Yeah.
Fine. $27 a month to get your trash collected.
Yeah.
Why? Because the amount of money that you're you know, writing a check for every month is exactly how much it costs to get the trash collected.
Mm-hmm.
In Sarasota, on the other hand, they subsidize the trash collection fee with all kinds of other, with property taxes.
I see.
So that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's trickery. Pencil whipping.
Either way, whether or not the original company decides to raise the rates isn't an issue, because if they raise their rates, it won't be an unreasonable increase. It'll be an increase based on their cost of doing business and, mm-hmm. and what it costs to get the water to your home and to pay the employees and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They can't raise it beyond a certain point, even though, I mean, even when you've got a situation which you do in 99% of America, and that is there's one water company, whether it be governmentally owned or privately owned, one water company serving a given area, it's a government-imposed monopoly either way. It's just that one's slightly better than the other. Total government control, worse than some private control.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a situation like that, they still have to play by the marketplace. And so they can only raise their rates so high. If they raise their rates too high, people will just stop using their water, and they'll find other alternatives. They'll call the Culligan man at some point.
They certainly would, but they'll probably, what would most likely happen is people will say, oh, screw this, I'm digging a well.
That's an option,
now,
too.
It's New Mexico. I don't know how far the water is down. I don't have any idea. There's got to be water down there somewhere, right?
Well, they won't let you dig a well in the middle of a city, will
see,
they?
Now that's the issue.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
always a law. Now, many cities will allow you to dig a well, but some won't.
Right.
Here in Keene, you can dig a well, but you still have to get city water. doesn't make any sense at all. I suppose you can sprinkle your flowers with the water that you get. But, either way, so somebody will dig a well, and then an enterprising person, if the city ordinances allow it, and this is something that they should mm-hmm. allow people to do, an enterprising person will say, you know what, I got this well here, and I could dig it a little bigger, and I could supply everybody on the street.
Yeah.
I could pump that water out at a profit. You know, and they could grow their water.
A profit!
They could grow their little water business slowly. I'll just run a pipe over the neighbor's house. Oh, then I'll run another pipe over the other neighbor's house. And pretty soon, they're supplying everybody on their side of the street. And that would solve this little problem. And that's the kind of ingenuity that America was built on. And it's the kind of ingenuity that city governments across the land try to stifle.
It's also the kind of ingenuity that pops up whenever prices go too high. So if this water utility were to raise its prices to a point where people were being burdened, then all of a sudden, these people in search of profit would start to taste the potential profits that would be available if they were to do things like that, if they were to be entrepreneurial in that fashion. And so there, 1-800-259-9231. On the way, challenges via email. We'll find out what that's all about. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the sweet ping of wind chimes on your patio. Uh-oh, you're not on your patio, but in your car? Then there's nothing sweet about that ping. When I come back, we'll face the music. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. The ping of a grandfather clock may sound comforting, but coming from your engine, it's bad news. Pinging is an abnormal form of combustion in your engine cylinders that causes shock waves, which produce that metallic sound. Increasing the octane of gas to reduce pinging's like taking cough drops for bronchitis. The symptoms mask, but the underlying problems and potential damage to sensors, emission systems, and even the onboard computer just increases. So heed that little ping before it becomes the gong of expensive repairs. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts await you. Over 1,500 people interacting. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the email box and challenges for me, Mark.
It's a solo beer.
All right.
All right. I've been listening. This is from Mark. I've been listening to your show for quite a while now, and I love the show, but I think I may have a few decent challenges for you.
Oh, goody.
Number one's entitled to enforce or not enforce. You always say that people in the military or police officers should be thinking about their orders and questioning what they think is wrong, especially in the context of the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
I tend to agree. However, you then turn around and criticize President Bush for doing just this, specifically with respect to his signing statements that indicate that certain parts of the law may not be enforced. You object. Is he not being a good police officer? He's the head of the executive branch by then objecting to bad laws. Can you reconcile these opinions?
Well, first of all, not that I am in support of anything the government does, but if you want to play by their supposed rules, and let's understand what the rules are supposed to be for government.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong, but as I understand it, there's the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch. And the job of the executive branch is to execute
and enforce laws.
And
is to execute what they're being given to do. And so with George Bush, he's the laws are being passed, and he is saying, "Well, I'm taking myself out from this particular one because it, you know, it's not something I want to follow." And I guess I see where the contradiction is there. He's suggesting that by George Bush doing that, he's saying that George Bush is doing what I'm suggesting for the police on the ground.
Well, I guess, like, what we propose is that police use judgment and, you know, do what we want them to do on the ground. Whereas he's saying that, you know, and we say that George Bush uses discretion and, you know, essentially places himself as king and lawmaker. I think that there may be something to this, but you know, there has to be a middle ground. If police just enforce and they don't think about it, well, that excuse didn't work at Nuremberg, and it won't work here.
And it led down a very scary road back in Nuremberg times, and you know, people being thrown into gulags and scary things like that.
And you know, the president is he's the chief of the executive branch for the U.S. government. I mean, we're not talking about... He doesn't really have anything to do with the local policeman. So
that's true.
I don't know what...
It's separation of powers with him. He has the choice to void out the entire law or pass the law. And what he's doing is writing his own laws, which takes away the whole separation of powers. That's the legislature's job, as I understand it, to write the laws, and then he can either pass them or void them.
Good point.
I think he makes a pretty good challenge here, though. I mean, you know, like, just sort of, you know, looking at his challenge as it's presented.
Sure, it's a fair challenge, and it's a subtle difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the president, it's his job to, as you point out, either say yay or nay to the law, not take them piecemeal and say, okay, I like this part, but I don't like this part. Look, if you see a law and there's parts in there you don't like, you veto the entire thing, and you send it back to Congress and say, hey, I vetoed this because I don't like parts A, B, and C. Now, you can either take it out and send it back to me, or just leave it alone. That's the way it's supposed to work, and then Congress is supposed to rewrite it, and then they're supposed to send it back to him, and he supposedly will sign it. So he's not doing the job that he is supposed to do, whereas I believe that the job of police officers is to protect life, liberty, and pursuit of property. At least that's the concept. That's their supposed job, and they aren't doing that by arresting people and throwing them in jail for smoking a joint.
That's right, and I've also heard you many times just call on people in the military to follow the Constitution, which they swear to uphold. And that's what you're asking them to do, and this is exactly not what President Bush is doing. He is not upholding the Constitution when he writes these signing statements. He's taking away the separation of powers.
Right, I guess we're asking for discretion to follow the Constitution rather than discretion to not follow the Constitution, which is what George Bush is doing by these signing statements.
Exactly right. More?
Number two, intellectual property. You've made it clear that you do not favor legal protections for intellectual property. However, I've heard you on more than one occasion that you own 100% of the intellectual property of Free Talk Live. If it's so unimportant,
I don't want to give any to you. Go ahead with this.
If it's so unimportant, why do you care to own 100%? Why even establish this ownership legally?
The only reason first of all, nothing has been established legally. There's no, you know, articles of incorporation or anything like that with Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is just a show that I do, and I have people on the show with me.
Right.
The only reason it's even ever come up is because Mark continues to angle for some sort of ownership in the show, even though I allow him to own all of the commercials.
I have sufficient ownership in the show at this point.
You're happy now. That's good. But in the past, you'd been angling for 49. I want 49%. I want 50%.
Right. I don't care to be an employee. I'm not interested. No, I own my own business, which sells the commercials of Free Talk Live, and I'm
happy
with that.
Which you'll make yourself very, very rich at someday.
But let me, my friend.
You'll be richer, though.
Let's look at what the intellectual property means. Let's say that I filed tomorrow, surreptitiously, because I am that kind of devious individual, I filed a patent or a copyright on Free Talk Live. I went out and said, Free Talk Live's mine. I own it all. The intellectual property aspect. I could very well make Ian stop using the terminology Free Talk Live.
You think so?
I could take a lot of effort.
I could try.
But I could get it from a legal standpoint.
Yeah.
I could get that done. Then what am I going to do?
I don't know. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be stuck with a radio show that I'm not going to be able to host nearly as well as you do.
You're not going to be able to take my website.
I would probably be able to force you not to use that URL.
Even though that's been registered since 2002?
Sorry, man. If you go out and buy Titleist.com, somehow or another you get it, Titleist has the right to get it from you.
even though I had it first. Mm-hmm. I had it before anybody else.
Right, so.
Doesn't that establish some sort of legal precedent?
I'm not saying that you couldn't fight me on the intellectual property issue, but if I won the intellectual property issue, freetalklive.com would become mine.
I see, if you won.
And then, what would it do? It would languish into obscurity because I don't know how to update it. I don't have a password. I don't know anything about freetalklive.com. You own the intellectual property of Free Talk Live because you effectively are the intellectual property of Free Talk Live.
Also, just as an example, I'm not being a hypocrite here because...
No, I don't think
so. And I don't like mentioning...
He doesn't have a full grasp on this one.
I don't like mentioning these guys, but to make a point, I will. If you go to Google and you Google Free Talk Live, put quotes around it so you don't get just... There's a bunch of pages out there like Psychic Hotline that happen to have the words Free Talk Live on it.
Yeah.
So you put quotes around it to get the exact phrase. And somewhere within the first 20 results, you will find another show called Free Talk Live. It's hosted by a bunch of scumbags, white separatist, lowlife scum trash. And you know what? I don't care. Go ahead. Use my show name. I don't care how many people start up their own Free Talk Lives. It doesn't bother me at all. You know what? Whatever. I don't think they're going to last as long as we are, so why am I going to go through the process of trying to shut them down, which, of course, will just bring more attention to them. I file a lawsuit, and all of a sudden, then they've got the most attention they've ever been given before. So I don't care. It's very clear from the evidence that I don't give a flip about the so-called intellectual property. And look at how I run the show. Take the archives. Give them away. There's years of them. If you can get your hands on 2005, take that too. You know what? It's all voluntary. The AMP program, our amplifiers have a special AMP version of the show. There's no security around that. If they wanted to go and distribute the AMP version to their friends and family members,
they can do so.
What am I going to do? Sue my listeners? Please, spread my show. I don't care. You know, I'd appreciate it if you spread the regular version, but you do what you want to do.
Also, from the satellite aspect, is we allow stations. There's all kinds of pirate stations out there, you know, pirate or micros or whatever term you want to use. There's all sorts of unlicensed stations out there that play our content. Why? Because we let them. And in the process, they play our commercials and they build our brand.
Exactly right. So, are there more challenges?
There's one more.
Oh, good. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever. It's possible to catch me in a contradiction. It's been done before. More's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net. Toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features completely free. Why? Because that's the way it should be. We were talking about intellectual property a few moments ago. I don't believe in it, so I give away all my archives. Go ahead, take them. You know, it really kind of gets to me sometimes, even though I think I make it pretty clear, and I guess maybe we just don't talk about it enough. We don't really talk about intellectual property a lot on this show, but when it does come up, it gets addressed. I guess some people don't get the message, or they're just being nice. They're being courteous. People will email me and ask me, can I use a clip from your show in my whatever it is I'm doing? You know, some guy just emailed me. He's making a movie or a documentary. He wanted to use a clip from Free Talk Live in the intro to his documentary.
And he is welcome to.
But please. I say yes to everything. I mean, what am I going to do? Track you down and get angry because you like my show and you want to put my show in something you're creating? I mean, you know, the only thing I guess I do appreciate it because it brings some attention to how the show's being used and where it's being used. But I'll never reject a request to use the show. Because you could just do it anyway, whether or not I wanted you to, and I'd never know about it. So please,
or it's unlikely that you would, unless they were, you know, very, very popular. The worst case scenario I can come up with your stance on intellectual property is that some radio station owner out there, and a licensed one, I'm sure, in this circumstance could possibly take our show, edit out all the commercials. Play it, you know, or have a board out there to edit out the commercials. You pay some guy $8 an hour, and we're so...
WJOL in Joliet is playing a commercial-free version of the show.
On their internet feed, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I understand that they are, and that's because that's what's available, and that's what's easy.
Right.
You know, and recorded. It's the podcast, essentially. They're playing a whole podcast.
They're playing the podcast, yeah.
And
complete with the podcast promos and that sort of thing.
When we're talking about you know, playing something live, you know, the content's more important because it's live. So a radio station owner could do such a thing, and then, you know, at whatever their rates were in that given market, if it was New York City, it would be thousands of dollars, and,
mm-hmm.
and if it was Keene, New Hampshire, it would be dollars. Whatever it would be, they would be reaping the benefits there of cutting out our 6 minutes per hour.
You're saying they'd run their own commercials in there instead?
Over those commercials.
Sure.
That's the worst case scenario.
And we'd never know it.
We might not know it, but in a larger market at some point or another, we could figure it out. If they
could, if we audited them.
We could,
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to go through my list of, you know, by that time, by the time we got to New York, we're going to be on several hundred stations.
Right.
So I'm not going to go through my list of stations and audit them to make sure they're running my spots.
Correct.
Then you can spend a couple of years in court battling it out as well.
But those people would not have signed our contract. Because we have a contract to carry the show, and
yeah.
They would have, you know, in the contract it says you have to play the commercials. Somebody would probably be stealing it off the feed if they weren't playing our commercials, or they're violating the contract.
Yeah.
The contract we could go after them on. The intellectual property, on the other hand, we couldn't because we really don't do anything about it. But they would be stealing, they would be getting the feed because we don't have a password on mm-hmm. our feed. Well, we could just put institute a password, give it to all our stations. That would, of course, cut off our nose to spite our face in the arena of the micros, the pirate
True.
Stations that decide to carry us and help us to build our brand, and thanks to all the little guys out there that are doing it. So, you know, there's a give and take. That's the worst-case scenario I can come up with.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. So if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Yesterday, I believe our lead was only 5 votes, so we really need as many votes as we can get here in the remaining 10 or so days of this month, because, well, your votes help get more people on board with this show. The longer we're the number one show, the more people see the show and tune into the show and thereby discover the message of freedom and liberty. So if you like the show, vote at vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. And more importantly, ask some friends to do it as well. If you've already done it this month, we really appreciate your help. All right, so somebody's writing some challenging sort of suggestions in the email box.
Right. Challenge number 3 is atheism versus agnosticism.
Oh, boy.
Some people take the position, agnostics, that if there is no proof in favor or against, then they will not rule out the existence of God. You have taken the position that if there is no proof in favor, then you will rule out the existence of God. We could go on and on about the logic of that position. However, let's use a practical example. Let's say we are living 1,000 years ago and you cut your hand on a rusty, dirty knife.
Ouch!
I, the person from the future, tell you that you should wash your hand. You don't understand why. Then I go on to say that there are small things, bacteria, that cannot be seen, but they're dangerous to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that the only way to defend yourself is to wash your hand. Then you start going on and on about how if there's no proof of the existence of bacteria, then you refuse to acknowledge the possibility of their existence.
I probably might do that.
In essence, you take the atheist stance against bacteria instead of the agnostic. Result, a few weeks later, you lose your hand to gangrene and eventually die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that's it. He's only trying to come up with some challenges for you.
The fact is, I'm open to being proven wrong. It's just there's just a man from the future claiming things. I mean, you can be anybody.
And at the end of it all, you lose your hand.
Hey, you know, that's how the things panned out back then. Because people didn't know what bacteria was. They didn't have any
scientific proof. You had a man
proof.
From the future telling you to wash your hand.
Did I know you were a man from the future, or did you just look like an oddball? I mean,
what difference is it? How is he going to prove that he's from the future?
He could do some sort of futuristic thing. I mean, if he could prove
that
he's from the
future. I'm just
saying
there's a lot of one-handed skeptics running around.
I see where you're coming from.
Okay, that's the guy's points there.
All right, 800-259-9231. I mean, whatever. Okay, so some evidence comes out that irrefutably proves the existence of a God, then I would have to change my mind on that. Just because one has made the decision that there is no God, as I have, doesn't mean that one's mind could not be changed in the future. Wouldn't that be kind of silly for an atheist to essentially continue holding to his dogma once faced with irrefutable evidence?
Well, he's only making the point that sometimes it's best not to go on what evidence you have at hand.
I see. Well, in that case, so he's trying to convert me into an agnostic, basically.
From what your stances are, you're like a militant agnostic is what I would classify you as. You just like the term atheist.
Right. Well, it's, you know, lack of belief in theism, lack of belief in God. I don't have that belief. So there.
There you go.
All right. Another question for the panel here from Daredevil Border. He says, or Boder. He says, do you guys think that the division between anarcho-capitalists and the minarchists within the libertarian movement is weakening the cause for liberty? Before we answer the question, I think it bears us to define terms.
Yes.
Anarcho-capitalist is an obscure, very bad term that has all sorts of negative connotations to it. I don't happen to like But nonetheless, people still insist on using it. It essentially means somebody who is for the free marketplace, someone who wants to get the government out of as many areas as possible, someone like me, for instance. I don't prefer to identify with that term. I like the term free marketeer, but nonetheless, that's what an anarcho-capitalist is. Whereas a minarchist is someone like Mark, who, for instance, believes that a very, very small government is appropriate to have around for the purposes of protecting life, liberty, and property.
I probably choose to believe that the government makes sense in these circumstances simply out of fear of what could happen. I think that if you have a void, that something will come and fill that void. The void of government, I fear, will be filled by another, possibly more tyrannical government, so we need something to fill a placeholder, as it were.
Toby, is the division between the free marketeers and minarchists weakening the cause for liberty?
I wouldn't say it's weakening that. I think what it does is give for great debate. Mm. I mean, I know you jump on the Free Talk Live BBS, and you can have debates with minarchists and capitalists and see which way they go, and really it's just good intellectual stimulation.
I'll answer the question now. I'd say that sometimes it does. If people debate poorly and they win or lose poorly, then that weakens it. For instance, in the Libertarian Party, it looks like the minarchists, even more so the incrementalists, have taken over, and they have much more mainstream views, which mainstream means big government. Big government means abuses, corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I think that weakened the movement. I think that in the case of Free Talk Live, we have the debate almost every single night between minarchy and anarchy, or free marketeerism, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. And we managed to do it well. Now, I've heard listeners say, "Do you and Ian, do you not like each other? I'm worried about you two. You argue a lot and stuff." When it comes to the breaks, it's all hugs and kisses. It's fun and games here on Free Talk Live. We just like debate.
To answer the question, I don't think it's weakening the cause for liberty at all. In many areas, if you look on a micro level and you see a couple people getting angry about an argument they had at a political convention, like you're talking about, Mark, it may seem that way when you're at that micro level. But at a macro level, I think it's a great thing. And I go back to what Toby said. It's competition, essentially. It's a competition for ideas. And competition makes us all better. Hour number 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The idea